Kind says almost 3,000 ineligible people across the U.S. received subsidies between 2003 and 2006. All made more than $2.5 million in annual income, which is above the cap for subsidies set in the previous farm bill. Kind says the 2008 farm bill lowers the cap to $750,000. He says that's an improvement, but Congress still needs to make sure the USDA has the ability to check who is or isn't eligible.
And so I want to find out if they already have the authority to do it, and if they don't, let's pass legislation quickly to give them the authority to work with the IRS so we can check the income statements of these individuals to make sure that those who don't qualify don't get.
Kind says these large subsidies distort the market, making it harder for farmers to compete at home and abroad. Agricultural products are the U.S.'s number one export, and Kind says the largest growth in the next 50 years will be in developing countries.
So we also have to be able to engage those countries and have a fair trade policy that works for our producers, but also works for the people in these growing countries.
Kind is meeting with President-elect Obama's agricultural transition team next week to talk about the report and other items on the farm bill. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.